You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New legislation will see councils directly own and operate public transport services, a move which Transport Minister Michael Wood claims will alleviate worker shortages and give local authorities greater flexibility. The changes will see the existing long-running operating model be replaced with a sustainable public transport framework. I spoke with New Zealand Bus and Coach Association Chief Executive Ben McFadgen about the recent changes. Minister Michael Wood announced the introduction of the new public transport operating model. What is this new legislation and what will it involve?
The new legislation is a response to some of the challenges that they've experienced with the public transport operating model that's been in place since around about sort of 2008. And one of the key reasons, I guess, for the Minister wanting to, and the Ministry of Transport wanting to initiate the Sustainable Public Transport Framework, is to give the councils a little bit more flexibility in how they deliver their public transport services. So there's a general feeling among central government that the PTOM model was broken and it wasn't working, and that was part and parcel to why we're experiencing the driver shortage now. We challenge that assertion. There are issues with the public transport model, and yes, but the focus that the government has been sort of engaging in since sort of about 2008 has been on lowest cost. And if you change your focus away from the delivery of public transport services at the lowest cost, and looked at through a lens of public value, then, you know, you would obviously, the operators would be subsidised to such an extent through the PTA that they can pay their drivers a fair and living wage, you know. So it was really around that flexibility, Emily, which is why, to give the council a bit more flexibility over contracting, we've got some really, really big items coming up in the transport sector with decarbonisation, for example, and that's, When you start looking at decarbonisation, the fact that you've got to invest in both in infrastructure and in fleet, then to some councils they look at that going, well, it makes more sense if we own the fleet, we own the infrastructure, and we can then manage, manage it in their eyes better than a private operator. That certainly has some pros and cons, but the thing is with operators, particularly bus operators, is that they own these assets and they've got skin in the game. And because they've got skin in the game, they look after their asset to make sure that it lasts to the end of the contract period and so on, right? When you've got a situation where a council owns the asset, the operators who are going to be, you know, running them, you basically, either they might contract, for example, a company that provides drivers. Well, that changes the model of how bus services are delivered. An operator wouldn't have any assets. They wouldn't have to worry so much about the maintenance. All they're doing is running a labour pool. Now, because of that, they've got less skin in the game, so they're less likely to maintain the assets. Well, they don't anyway, but we just have to think that the maintenance of the assets will start to fall away. And also, I mean, the government at the moment, well, they just don't have the capability to deliver services through these public transport agencies. Councils don't have the capability, the skills or expertise in-house to run that sort of model. And it's going to take a long time to transition to that sort of model. This is a big thing. It's not something that's going to be done by October of next year. So, you know, we are challenging the SPTF, or not so much the SPTF, the Sustainable Public Transport Framework. I'm just challenging the assertion that the Minister made about it solving the driver shortage, because it's a lot more complicated than that.
What would you say to critics who argue that bringing the services in-house will actually lead to a less efficient system with costs going to taxpayers and ratepayers?
Yes, well, it would be. I believe it would lead to a less efficient system. I mean, you just have to look overseas. You just have to look at how, you know, this is the thing. We were running that similar system in the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s, right? And they got rid of it in the 80s for a reason. It wasn't working. So I don't know what makes them think it's going to start working now, when all of the institutional knowledge that was in the councils has gone, all of the assets have gone. They're going to literally have to start again. And what makes them think they're going to be able to deliver it any better than they did last time? And look at how it's done overseas. Yes, there are some great examples, but equally, it is extremely costly. It will cost the taxpayer more. It'll be a very large and unwieldy system, you know, running through all the PTAs, I believe. And the PTAs are going to be doing it differently as well. So, you know, we're still going to get inconsistency throughout the market.
What alternative would you suggest then?
Just change your focus. I mean, why throw the baby out with the bathwater? If driver shortages is a problem, and we've identified that it's been because of this focus that the government has had since, you know, 2008 on lowest cost, then change the settings. So when they're tendering out, they're not tendering based on lowest cost. They're tendering on public value and what public value that operator is able to deliver through the services that they're offering on the contract and through the tender. I believe it's as simple as that. It's just the way that you, when you get a tender and you're going through them all and you're identifying, you know, the better ones over the not so good ones and so on, but always consider that it's not just about cost. It's not just about delivering public transport services at the lowest possible cost. It's delivering so it delivers the value that ratepayer expects because they're effectively paying for it, and so on, right? And I just think that what's happening here is at the moment the operators are holding a lot of the risks around profit and loss and running their business, right? When you transfer that risk, this is what the government's wanting to do, they're transferring that risk all to the PTA. So the funding of that all goes to the taxpayer. The taxpayer is solely responsible for all of this, and it's going to come out of the ratepayer's bill. The rates are already high enough. So what are they going to do? Well, they'll probably have to debt fund. Well, if they debt fund, that means that the liability, the loan ratio, liability and asset ratio is just getting completely out of whack. Councils already owe a huge amount of money, and they're going to borrow more to try and to set this up as well as buy all of these decarbonised assets. I just don't see that happening after the last 3 years. You know, we're heading towards an economic recession. The country literally has got no money left.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.